This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Friday, December 9th, 2011. I'm Caleb Brown. The United States government has facilitated gun running for drug cartels and special protection services for drug cartels. Now it appears the federal government has facilitated billions of dollars worth of money laundering for drug cartels as well. Juan Carlos Hidalgo, Project Coordinator for Latin America at the Cato Institute, comments.
2 years ago, we had a story in the Washington Post, very disturbing, an interesting note about how the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency will bring drug traffickers from Mexico here as informants, but these traffickers in USO will continue doing their criminal activities both in Mexico and the United States. And one of the things that is actually mentioned in the story is how somebody was killed in El Paso, Texas, and the person who ordered the murder of this other man was one of these drug traffickers that the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency will bring to U.S. soil as an informant. Then in June, we had the very well-publicized story about Fast and Furious, the program by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, the ATF, where they will allow suspicious straw purchases of firearms to buy weapons in the United States and then smuggle them into Mexico. And the idea was to track the guns all the way to their ultimate buyers, which were the drug cartels, and see how the flows of guns from the United States to Mexico actually worked. Well, the problem is that they allow actually like hundreds of guns to be smuggled into Mexico, and many of these guns have been found in crime scenes in Mexico, including one where a U.S. patrol agent was murdered. So we have already these very disturbing cases where the federal government, different agencies of the federal government, were actually like facilitating the drug cartels, their business. They were providing traffickers with safe haven here in the United States, just as long as they were informants, and they were allowing them or facilitating their access to U.S. to guns in the United States. Well, now we have this story in the New York Times on Sunday that shows that not only the government is giving the cartels guns and safe havens, but also has been laundering money for the Mexican cartels.
Now, the DEA has not said very much about what their involvement is. New York Times here reports, the DEA seized last year about $1 billion in cash and drug assets, while Mexico seized an estimated $26 million in money laundering investigations, a tiny fraction of the estimated $18 billion to $39 billion in drug money that flows between the countries each year. Now, that is an estimate of that it's known that they've seized $1 billion, but what we don't know is how much they've facilitated in terms of laundering. And agents have argued, well, look, this is facilitating the transfer of guns is categorically different than facilitating the transfer of money.
Which I think is absurd, because it is the money of the cartels that actually gives them so much power. It's the absurd amount of money that the cartels have access to that allows them to buy guns, allows them to corrupt officials both in Mexico and increasingly in the United States. And overall, is the absurd amount of money that lets these criminal organizations to be as powerful as they are. So it is very disturbing that the DEA has been actually laundering money for the Mexican cartels and allowing them to run their business very smoothly. And as the story of the New York Times points out, and I'm quoting here, they say, like, so far there have been few signs that following the money has disrupted the cartel's operations. So we don't. The DEA cannot come up with a single instance, at least not, we haven't seen that this week since the story broke out, where they actually show how this sting operation has helped the federal government of the United States or the Mexican government to dismantle or a cartel or to arrest a drug kingpin in particular.
And it's not even if we knew what was being disrupted, we would not know the relative magnitude of the cost of facilitating all of this money laundering is versus the presumed benefits of disrupting one cartel's activity.
Indeed. I mean, the extent of the drug business is pretty much unknown. We know that, as the story says, that the amount of money that the Mexican cartels have access to ranges from $18 billion to $35 billion. And so we don't know how much of a damage is the DEA inflicting in the Mexican cartels vis-a-vis the benefits that is providing these cartels by laundering money for them.
Juan Carlos Hidalgo is Project Coordinator for Latin America at the Cato Institute. You can watch Cato's recent conference on ending the international war on drugs at our website, cato.org.